station. It sounds like Madtown is 93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. And now is the time to say to yourself, you know what? Maybe I'm doing things the right way. Maybe I'm not all messed up in this big old world of things going on. I'm good. Because
at least I'm not.
24-year-old Cody Zong of Claremont, North Carolina. Now, Cody had his door knocked on by the local police department. Mm-hmm. The police showed up because he'd left his garbage can on the curb for a few days and he hadn't moved it. Now, Cody answered the door and, according to the reports, immediately said, I guess you guys are here, about the opium. Now, the police caught on to the subtle hint that he was giving out and raided his property. After that, they found over an acre of poppy plants growing in his backyard. And poppy is, of course, used to make opium and heroin. The police did the poppy and the street value at $500 million. He's facing drug manufacturing charges and trafficking charges. And yes, let me go back to the beginning. The police got there because his garbage can was left on the curb too long. And he said, oh, you hear about the poppy I got growing.
Right?
Come on, guy.
It's adorable.
Boy, you got to worry about everybody else telling on you. You're telling on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A guy named Anderson Lewis. Now, he works at Pizza Hut in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Anderson is the manager, and, well, he takes lots of pride in his work. On Tuesday night, in fact, he got into an argument with one of his coworkers about the sloppy way she was putting the cheese and pepperoni onto the pizzas.
Okay.
Now, she got into an argument with him back, and eventually it escalated to the point where he pepper sprayed her. Then he wrote his address on a napkin and told her to head there if she wanted to fight.
Are you kidding?
He stormed out. The cops have put a warrant out for his arrest for disorderly conduct and being a terrible manager. But you want to fight me? Here's my address. Going home. Let's see if you can handle it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Talk about a terrible boss.
Yeah.
It's not great.
And it's the wrong type of pepper, honey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some people like pepper on their pepperoni.
Yeah.
Not that kind.
Not in your face.
Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
A 38-year-old guy named Woodward Dyer in Marion County, Florida. We can't do any of these segments without being in Florida somehow. Now, Woodrow had a felony warrant issued last week for possession of a weapon by a convicted felon.
Ah.
Now, he did have a genius idea to evade the police. You see, the warrant said that he was male, so he decided to dress up like a woman. But the costume wasn't so great. The police easily identified him and tried to arrest him when he had a fake wig on and a terrible disguise. Then he tried to run but didn't get far because he had heels on.
Mm.
So he's a grown man trying to run in heels.
Honey, you got
to
practice that stuff beforehand.
You guys have years of experience at that.
We do.
The cops were able to quickly chase him down, and he was hit with two extra charges of resisting arrest. There's no word yet if he's going to a female prison or a male prison. Pretty sure it's going to be a male one. But he is definitely behind bars.
Wow.
Not good for
him.
Honey. Feel good about yourself because
at least you're not.
Mark Jones and or Robert Wilridge. See, they were together fishing in Yellowstone State Park right here in Wisconsin over the weekend.
Very good.
At one point, they wandered onto a guy's property and he yelled at them to go away. So what did old Mark and Robert do? Well, they did with any outstanding Wisconsin resident would do. They mooned him.
Oh, classic.
And they started tipping over his porta potty, which I'm not sure why he had a porta potty on his property, but hey, whatever. He called the cops on them, and when police tracked him down, they found out that Mark and Robert had over more than 40 bass in their fishing boat. Now, that's way over the legal limit. I think you have 5 per person. So these guys moon their way into getting arrested for illegal bass accumulation, which is a charge that's not great.
Dang.
So the moral of the story is here, if you have too many bass, don't show your,
your
probably
ass.
Finish that. Yeah, there you go. Nice one.
Marco and Krista mornings, 93.1 Jams.